Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting second. The second baseman, Willie Harris. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Aaron Rowand. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Timo Perez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Joe Creed. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Juan Uribe. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Garland. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting second. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The DH, Scott Hatteberg. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Keelty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kirk Sarlous. And now, play ball. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sarlous covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coetzee hits a line drive towards the mound. Garland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Konerko hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Keelty. Konerko reaches second base with a double. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Konerko moves to third. One out. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rowand hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Konerko scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Rowand moves to second. Timo Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Perez hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Sarlous settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Creed hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rowand scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Uribe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Keelty hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Podsednik is 0 for 1 in the game. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Podsednik for the out. One out. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Konerko reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pierzynski is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierzynski hits a line drive towards short. Crosby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Rowand batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rowand is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rowand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall is hit by the pitch. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kotze is 0 for 1 in the game. Kotze hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. Kendall moves to second. One out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Perez. Crosby reaches second base with a double. Kendall scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garland spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Garland. Crosby moves to third. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crosby scores. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Keelty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Keelty is 0 for 1 in the game. Keelty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sarluz fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Creed is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Creed hits a pop-up towards third. Chavez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Juan Uribe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Uribe is 0 for 1 in the game. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podsednik is 0 for 2 in the game. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Harris steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Konerko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pierzynski is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kendall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kotze is 0 for 2 in the game. Kotze takes first base on ball 4. Kendall moves to second. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Crosby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kendall moves to third. Kotze moves to second. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chavez hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kendall tags and scores. Kotze tags and moves to third. One out. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatteberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatteberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Creed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Keelty is 0-for-2 in the game. Keelty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowand is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rowand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sarluce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Creed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Creed hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uribe is 0-for-2 in the game. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podsednik is 0-for-3 in the game. Podsednik bunts towards the mound. Rincon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Justin Dutschkerer now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Polite now pitching. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Coetzee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Crosby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Crosby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pierzynski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Konerko is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pierzynski is 0-for-3 in the game. Pierzynski hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rowand is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rowand hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pierzynski moves to second. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Swisher. Perez reaches second base with a double. Pierzynski scores. Rowand moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Creed is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Creed is walked intentionally. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Uribe is 0-for-3 in the game. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dustin Hermanson now pitching. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Chavez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Chavez hits a line drive towards first. Konerko reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hatteberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatteberg hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Keelty is 0-for-3 in the game. Keelty hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.